Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. Here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Welcome to episode 74 of the Family Podcast Network. Date today is April 12th, 2012. Topic for today is Quit Your Negative Nancy. We're going to talk a little today about how many parents and many individuals in general have a tendency to take a negative focus on life, on their kids, on the people around them. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Hear me say as a disclaimer, this is not some think positive thoughts and then good things start happening. That is not what this is going to be. I'm not one of those folks that advertises that is working. I don't think that if you think positive, then good things start to happen. What I'm talking about is using positive thinking to look into negative situations and draw out the positives. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. This is a hard topic because it is one of those topics that has to be authentic and real. We cannot fake these things because kids read right through our crap when we're giving them crap. So we're going to talk a little bit today about why we need to be negative. Why is it so important to, why do we need to be positive? Why is it so important for our kids, and what does it get us? Which typically is more compliance. They do what we want them to do, which is what we're wanting. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to get there. Before we get into that, guys, let's go through a little bit of quick housekeeping. Consider signing up for the free episode email notification or the podcast subscribe. What that is you put your email and your name in. It allows me to stay in contact with you guys through your email. You're just giving me permission to do that. It puts you on my mailing list. It gets you available for offers and free stuff that I give away. And any new posts that I knock out, I can send something to you guys. I will not overwhelm your email inbox. I will not drive you bonkers or nuts. And you can opt out of it at any time. Guys, also, be a P-Tacker. Man, I tell you, I cannot express just how quickly and how fast the Family Podcast community is beginning to grow. There are so many folks that I'm seeing that are coming on, that are staying, that are coming back over and over and over. Let me tell you, you guys make it worth it, and I appreciate it. Big part of it is, guys, if you want to be a PTACR, PTACR stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That's just a fun way of saying become a member of this community. An actual, you get to wear the badge, member of this community. And with that, it helps me pay the bills. I will never charge for these podcasts. I want this information to be completely and exclusively free. But I do all that in the knowledge that there will be some of you that will say, I want to step up and take part of this. I want to be a PTACR, and I want to be a part of this community on a membership level and help support getting this message out to more people. Just be chewing on that. Partner of the day today is FamZoo at FamZoo.com. That's F-A-M as in family, Z-O-O.com. Again, F-A-M-Z-O-O.com. They have, Bill Dwight, good buddy of mine, has a great program over there that allows you to basically set up an artificial banking system that allows you to teach your kids the understanding of banking. Everything from savings to tithe if you're a religious person, or taking out savings for the next iPhone that they want to do. It helps you stock and keep track of how much you owe your kids in allowance. Awesome program. He offers it to you for 2 months for completely free, where you can sign up, check it out. You don't even have to enter a credit card number. If you like the program, it can be a great thing for teaching your kids appropriate money handling skills, which, let's be honest, it's a dying art. Fun fact about Trey for the day: I am a Goodwill fanatic. I love going to Goodwills. I know it sounds so strange, but I cannot tell you how many little diamond nuggets in the rough that I have found by going to Goodwills and just stumbling across super sweet stuff for $2 to $5. I love Goodwill. I get a lot of my military stuff from Goodwill as well. I found jackets and combat boots and all other sorts of cool stuff that I like and want. So anyway, I find a lot of my neat stuff at Goodwill. Well, let's get into our topic today again, which is Quit Your Negative Nancy. Like I said in the intro segment, this is an extraordinarily very difficult topic to go over with people. And I have to be so, so very careful when I go over this, because you have to kind of start out with foundations. And those foundations have to be authentic. They have to be genuine. You have to mean them as a parent. Or you can practice all of these strategies I'm going to give you today for not being negative. And kids will inherently read right through it. So it's one of these issues that we can't fake these things. However, it is one of the things that makes me some of the most successful at what I do. I'm going to say a few things that may sound self-serving or as though I'm arrogant and prideful. I want you to hear me say, I have a very firm grasp of what my strengths are as well as what my weaknesses are. The areas that I've still got to grow in. I know what those are. So when I say anything that is building me up today, I want you to know that it comes in full understanding and recognition that I also have bad habits as well that I'm working on. But one of the things that I am incredibly good at doing is working with kids. Very, very good at working with kids. I always have been. Been exceptional at working with some of those tough kids who are angry and upset and frustrated, and they resist and rebel and they fight. I've developed a lot of my field in working with those particular kiddos and being able to build relationships with them so that they'll let their walls down, they'll let me in and begin to work on some of these issues. And it really is, it's a skill set. It is one of the biggest things that I'm trying to teach here at Family Podcast Network. Not because all of your kids are the tough kids, but even our not so tough kids can benefit from this mentality, this modality of thinking. So today, I was working with some specific youth. I'm a youth minister at our church here in town. And I was working with some of the youth and doing what I normally do. And these kiddos, some of these kiddos come from some really hard backgrounds. And I won't get into the specifics of anything, but some of them have some really hard family lives. Some of them have some really hard past experiences. And so, I had a lady come up to me. And she asked me, and she said, do you notice how the youth respond to you versus how they respond to me? I said, tell me more. What do you mean? She goes, they just respond so differently to you. They're so much more responsive. They listen. They come to you for issues. They accept those issues when you say no to them. And they take it, and they're okay with it. And they don't fight or gritch or get mad or whatever else. And so, as a disclaimer, I want to say it aside. I don't have a relationship with my youth. It's buddy-buddy. I let them get away with whatever they want. I don't keep that kind of relationship. If you guys have listened to any of these podcasts, you've heard me say from time to time that I do not agree in being buddies with kiddos. However, I do agree that there need to be semblances of what a good friendship looks like in any relationship, even with our own kids. That ability to talk about anything. That ability to open up. Good communication and listening skills. Right? All those things that make up a friendship. We want those with our kids. But we do need them to understand and acknowledge that we're still mommy and daddy, right? We still get to make the ultimate decisions. If we want to. Of course, we always want to be transferring more and more of those decisions over to them. But I am not one of those that plays this uber buddy-buddy and let them do whatever they want just as long as they're not mad at me type. I've had to set very firm boundaries and rules with these kiddos from time to time. I've had to downright tell them sometimes when they've asked me for specific requests. I have to just flat out tell them no. However, these kiddos are still responsive to me. And I say responsive versus react. Responsive is the positive, right? If you go and you get some new medication, you take it, doctor says you're responsive to the medication, right? That's a good thing. You go and you get medication and you don't turn out well. It doesn't turn out well and you have that's called a reaction, right? So the kids are very responsive to me. They're compliant with me even whenever I tell them no to something that they want. So this lady was asking me, she said, why? Why do the kids do this? Why do they react so differently to you than they do to me? And I'm going to give you the answer right here in four simple words. I like every one. Maybe you could do five words. Every one of those youth. Okay, I totally blew the the four letters out. But I like every single one of those kids. I'm not talking about loving them. You guys, if y'all heard in my previous podcast on marriage, if you haven't listened to that podcast on marriage, you need to now. I recommend you pause this, go listen to that, and then come back to this one. Different subject. But one of the things I mentioned that is I have a very different perspective than most people on love. Most people take a look at love as that warm, ooey-gooey, mish-mush feelings that keep you positively engendered towards that person for the rest of your life. I disagree. I personally believe that love is not an emotion. Love is that choice that you have to make when you don't want to do the right thing. Love, loving your wife, for instance, is doing that thing that you know is the right thing to do as a man or a woman, and choosing to do it, even when everything else in you wants to do the other way. Loving your kids is choosing to do that thing a good daddy would do, even when in reality you just want to scream and yell at them or throw something at them, right? That is love. You want to take it on a philosophical level, I would say that you can't fully get to the point where you're loving somebody until you are making that choice. So when I say that you have to like every one of these kids, I'm not talking about being able to love them and make that choice. What I'm saying is you have to set yourself up to where you feel positively about that person. You have to like them. You have to want the best for them. And that can be the inherent challenge that parents face the most. Now, I want to make sure I'm very clear about these kiddos that I work with. They're not perfect any more than I am. So it's not always, as a good friend of mine used to say, a bowl of cherries. Just like me, they have flaws, they have issues. Gosh, they have communication problems sometimes. They have hurts and bad habits. And all of those things influence the average human from youth to adults to little kids. That influences a person's behavior. Think about it. When you've had a grouchy bad day and you had issues all day and problems at work and somebody hurt your feelings and called you something, you mix that in with some bad habits and then you get home, how do you feel? You have a tendency to act bad, act like a turd. It's not because you're a bad person, but it's just that you feel so badly inside, that comes out. So even with all of these issues, I still like these kiddos. And I'll tell you, some of the personalities that are out there, outside even just this youth group, some of the personalities grate on me that are out there. They drive me bonkers. But I find a way to like them anyway. Even with those unlovable. Let me tell you one of the key things that I look for in good leaders. It's not just their ability to make decisions or make right decisions. I look at that ability to think positively of somebody no matter what they do. It's a sign of a good leader. You got to find a way to like kids anyway, even whenever they are giving you every reason not to. And I'll tell you this, so why? Why do we need to do this? And here's the answer, right here, listen close. When people, and in this case we're referencing kids, but when people feel liked by you for all their good things that they have and all the things that they need to work on, they want to be compliant. So let's swap out people with kids. And I said the word people there because I want you to be able to cross-generalize this to the people that you work with, the people that work under you, the people that work over you, the people that you meet in the checkout line, your family, and your kids. But I'm going to substitute kids. When your kids feel liked by you for all their good things and all the things that they need to work on, they want to be compliant. They want to do what you ask. So there is a very serious value in this. This is not some oofy floofy, you know, just say really positive things about him and it'll turn out fine. That is not what I'm saying here. But what I am telling you definitively is this. When your kid feels like you like them, they are much more likely to do what you ask. Now, I want to give you guys a disclaimer real quick. I can already hear some of the objections from some of you. And you are exactly right. No, I am not talking about looking at things through rose-colored goggles. We're not talking about ignoring bad behaviors that our kids have. Some behaviors we just have to address. There are some things we cannot let kids get away with. There are some behaviors out there that we can't just look at and try to find positives in them. We most certainly don't need to act like bad behaviors don't exist. That is a tricky little turd that can get you in a lot of trouble later. So what's the key? We're going to talk about the key to doing this, this liking kids. How do I learn to like kids even when they are absolutely unlikable? We're going to talk about the two ways. The key to it is seeing good in everyone, kids especially. Kids crave knowing that you see the good in them. Kids crave the desire to hear that they made you proud. Kids absolutely sponge up anything that we give them that says, hey, you're all right. Kids love that. So how do we do it? Two very distinct ways that I recommend. Number one, focus on the good in your kid's life. We've talked about that a dozen times over the last 73 other episodes. Focus on the good. Every time your kid does something good, does something that you wanted them to do, what do you need to do? You need to praise them. Good job. Wow, that was amazing. I am so proud of you. Well done. Every time you see your kid do something good, something that you wanted, that very first time they put their bowl up and you didn't have to ask them, praise them. Find and focus on those good things. Even the most obscure, smallest good things, right? If you're teaching how to tie a tennis shoe and you've worked 1,000 times, that very first time they tie their shoe, notice it. Every time that your 2-year-old goes TT in a potty, notice it. Focus on the good things. That is one of the best ways to avoid becoming a negative Nancy. Or you could say a negative Nathaniel. I don't mean to come off as stereotyping here. And then here's my number two secret. Find a positive spin on even the most seemingly negative things, negative behaviors that they could be doing. Trey, what do you mean? Well, let's real quick. I want you to think about what are some of the characteristics that you would give an overtly aggressive woman? What are some of the characteristics or traits you would ascribe to an aggressive woman? Some might say, oh, Trey, you're talking about a business or something, some crude word like that or something. Yes, that is typically the phrasing that people would ascribe to that. I choose not to use that just because I'm not looking to be offensive with this. But yes, that is what we're talking about. So what are some of those characteristics? Some of the ones that I wrote down. Pushy, demanding, bossy, choosy, stubborn, and manipulative. So we said pushy, demanding, bossy, choosy, and stubborn, and manipulative. Now, I'm going to add a positive spin to these things. And then we'll talk about them. So I said pushy a minute ago. How about aggressive? Goes after what they want. Demanding, we said demanding a second ago. How about sets expectations for what they want you to do? Bossy, gives orders well. Doesn't have any fears of delegating and issuing orders. Choosy, they know what they want, and they choose what they want. and they don't let other people influence them. Stubborn. Sticks to their guns. Doesn't give in too easily. And last, manipulative. You could call that coercive. Maybe they're good at convincing people. That's what salesmen do. Now I'm going to go through those again. Aggressive. Sets expectations. Gives orders well. Knows what they want. Sticks to their gun. Is very coercive. What do all of those sound like? Remember, those are just the positive spin of the negatives that I've done ago. And let me tell you, this is exactly what CEOs look like. And yet, we'll call it an aggressive woman. You ran a little spin on that, and you just listed out the physical and personality characteristics and traits of a person who is likely to run as a chief executive officer of a major corporation. Do you see how just the tiniest negative spin on a word separates out someone who's considered a B versus somebody who's considered to be a CEO? So more than half of the issues that parents bring to me saying, well, my kid does this and my kid does that and this irritates me so much. You take a look at it and you put a little spin on that and you can say to yourself, wow, that could really serve them really well. I want you to take this time right now and I want you to be thinking about what's that one thing that irritates the junk out of you with your kids. You got more than one? I want you to get one for each one of them. And I'm going to go over mine. I'm going to start with my youngest daughter, Cora. She is a bulldozer sometimes, negative spin. She has a tendency just to do what she's doing, and she doesn't really pay attention to what's going on around her. Positive spin, she is focused. And when that little two-year-old girl, which two-year-olds are not, quote-unquote, supposed to have the focus, when she gets focused on something, she will just do it until she gets there. Think that could be beneficial to her in the future? Number two, my son Grant. My son Grant is whiny. Little dude whines and cries at everything. Positive spin? He is so incredibly in touch with his emotions. He is so empathic that whenever he hears his little sister cry, he's one of the first ones to get up and go check on him and stroke him. He's so empathic. Positive spin. My daughter, Anna, is so detailed, pragmatic, black and white. You're either on, you're off, you're getting it right, or you're wrong. No gray area. Positive spin? Little girl likes facts, not conjecture. Sounds like a scientist. We have a tendency as parents to focus on the things that irritate us the most. And in fairness, they cause us extra work. They cause us extra problems. They can be very difficult to work with sometimes. And if we spend our time turning these things into a negative, we could be squashing the very part of their personality that could make them the most incredibly successful person in the world. All because we don't want to deal with irritations and frustrations. You see what I did with the aggressive woman and the CEO? I made all of those quote-unquote negatives positive. And sometimes when our kids display these behaviors, they need to be honed. But more often than not, parents take the approach that they need to break their child's spirit to discipline them. And I say, bull crap. Your child does not need to be broken. They need to be trained and honed. You don't want to cause these personality things to be made extinct. We want to train them. I had people, if you guys listened to yesterday's podcast, I had people that tried to talk me out of being talkative. I'm a very talkative guy. I can just keep talking. and keep a conversation going. I can even do it when there's nobody in the room. And I got made fun of in high school, junior high, college. I even remember teachers saying stuff about it when I was in elementary school. It was always so negative. Little chatty Kathy. Talkative Trey. And now look at me. Now I'm doing what I am passionate about. I am doing what I love. You know what I owe the biggest part of it to? The fact that I can keep a conversation going with nobody in a room. It's called a podcast. Although, I gotta be honest, when I do podcasts, I really feel like I'm talking to all 100 of you guys at the same time. I mean, I feel like y'all are in the room with me. I mean, I don't mean it like goofy, like literally you're in the room. There's just some part of it that I feel connected, but it's kind of weird. But my encouragement today is quit your negative Nancy. Start being a positive Paul, whatever you want to call it. Take that time. Find those things that irritate you and see if there really is a positive in that. And then begin to teach them how to use it more efficiently. I need my daughter from time to time, my little 2-year-old, to slow down and pay attention to what's around her. And while I appreciate that laser-targeted focus, I sure do like it when she stops and pays attention that she's not walking across our toes or stepping on a DVD case that she pulled down. I wish she'd pay attention a little better. I sure do wish that my son didn't scream every time he gets into trouble or he does something wrong or doesn't get what he wants. But let me tell you, I don't want him to lose his ability to be able to be empathic. I sure do wish my daughter could think a little more abstractly, a little more emotionally based. But I never want to lose my scientist. Stop focusing on the negatives in your kid. And start turning them into positives. Pay attention when they're doing it good. Find a way to spin things positively that may seem negative. Again, I want to reiterate, I'm not encouraging rose-colored goggles that you fake and pretend. But look for those good things, and you will experience. And it's a very, very neat thing. It's a very, very neat thing. You will begin to also experience fewer headaches. Kids are more compliant when they feel like you like them. And guys, that's all that I have for today for this episode of the Family Podcast Network. We hope you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Never forget, it is all about the relationship with your kid. Keep that relationship positive. Guys, have a good day. We will see you guys tomorrow.